Well, this is going to be great.
Welcome to the White House Pod with David A.R. White.
You know what I love? My guest right now has so many things that she has done, been in, like an incredible music artist, an incredible actress, an incredible producer. But more importantly, she is an amazing gift giver. This girl, lady, like,
it, so
wherever you go, you give gifts, Darcy.
There's a reason I do that, though.
I mean, amazing. Look at this. I have so many. I mean,
oh, you got what? See?
I just got this amazing Bluetooth wireless speaker.
Take it anywhere with you and have a blast. Like,
I
literally
actually will. Because, like, when I'm in hotels, I find myself going, man, I wish I had a speaker.
Yep.
And look at this. I got a speaker. By the way, if you're not tuning in to our YouTube, you could possibly do that. Wherever you're tuning in, thanks so much. But right now, you can look at Darcy's incredible outfit, first and foremost.
Match the curtains
here.
She
looks unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
And you can also see my Bluetooth speaker right there.
All right. The Bluetooth.
All right, I'm going to open the rest of these a little later. That's very
sweet. It was David's birthday, so I told him, I said, when I come in, I said, you know, I have to bring them all to you. So.
That's so sweet. All righty.
And he can use the bag for when he's traveling all over the world.
And I can use this to...
Yep. And you, that's smart. Yeah. People don't know that. You know the toilet seats that you sit on?
Yeah.
You can use it. It's technically like rice paper.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You could use it to blot your face when you get...
Or like if you have an afternoon snack?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about an afternoon snack, but I have all these little tips.
I mean, though, that's a tip I've never heard before.
Yeah, yeah. See, I mean, don't use it when you've sat on it, obviously, but, you know.
All right, we're going to change topics here because...
Tip of the day, everybody. Tip of the day.
Darcy Donovan is an American-born actress and recording artist with a German, Italian, and Brazilian ancestry. Born in Miami. I didn't know you were born in Miami and raised in Nashville, Tennessee.
Born in Miami, Florida.
Okay, so how long were you in Miami before you went to Nashville?
2 years. Like, I was a kid. I was a baby. So I don't even really remember it. But my dad was going to be going pro. Like, he was an athlete.
Yeah.
So
in what sport?
Baseball. So he was going to be a professional shortstop and third base and for the Cubs.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom, they fell in love. She was the typical, you know, she was all-American, beautiful lady. And then my dad was all-American football hero in his hometown and, you know, made the papers and stuff. So they got together and... I figured out the math. It was near his birthday, so I guess I was his Valentine's Day present.
All right, so are you, wait a second, are you an only child or are there more amazing Donovans?
I'm the only child with my mother.
Okay.
I have three brothers with my dad. So, but I don't like, I mean, to me, they're my brothers. I've always been around boys, always around, you know, guys and stuff. So in business and everything I do, I kind of always have that mentality of, you know, I'm like the tomboy, you know, but I always dress, you see me how I dress?
I know.
But I'm telling you.
You don't dress like a tomboy.
No, I don't. No. Well, I mean, when I was little, I would wear like outfits, like, you know, frilly outfits and the little frilly shoes, and I'd be all blinged out, and then I'd be in the mud and playing with frogs and snakes, and then I'd get in trouble because, you know, my mom's like, oh my God, you're all, you know, dirty. So I still kind of do that. Like, I get dressed up and I'll go horseback riding. I don't know. It's just something. It's just the way I am. I'm like the bling. They call me the bling queen. I'm like a live disco ball.
Wait. Okay. So hold on. So you're in Nashville, right?
Right.
And how long are we? You grow up in Nashville. So
well, yeah. There's a. It's like 45 minutes away. Where my grandparents. He was stationed. My grandfather was stationed in Kentucky.
Okay.
He was, you know, in the Vietnam War and all that stuff. And he met my grandmother in Germany. Got stationed to Kentucky. Then, you know, they kind of, you know, raised my mom and everything there. So she's an Army brat. She was born in actually Germany, Frankfurt, Germany.
Okay.
So it was just one of those things where, you know, my grandmother didn't understand anybody but my grandfather's accent. And so it's kind of like growing up with them, it was just, I don't know, my parents were so young. And my dad was kind of like, how do I explain it? You know, he was a great dad and stuff, but, you know, they were young and out comes me. And, you know, I was kind of like the
The life of the party?
I would get on front of the fireplace and dance around, and they kind of like put me in little wigs and stuff and dress me up. Mm. So I think I was just, you know, when you're born an entertainer, you're not. Because like my middle brother, no, he's not like that at all. Like he's very... But he is so smart. Like, he's like a scientist almost. Like, he's just brilliant. My older brother and I are very similar. And then the young baby, I mean, he's we call him, he's party animal. He's like Fraggle Rock. He's just all over the place. So,
How many of them went into the entertainment industry?
None of them.
Your older brother didn't go, or your younger brother?
None of them. Okay. I mean, he's outgoing. Like, my brother is, my oldest brother, him and I are similar. I mean, you know, like, I got vice president of my high school and, you know, in middle school, and he was president. And, I mean, he was just like, my brother Joe is just, I mean, he's the guy that everybody knows in school, the popular guy, you know, the jock. But, you know, everybody gets along with him. He's owns a company, and he does sales, and that's his thing.
So when you grow up, though, in Tennessee, are you a singer from, you know, like everybody else in Nashville?
See, that's the thing. It's kind of like in L.A. Everybody's an actor. And then everybody there was a singer, and I was just like, oh.
But you're a singer. I mean, you have an album that went platinum.
Yeah, I started.
And many others.
Yes, I started out actually in music. That was my first love.
Okay.
The first thing I did when, I mean, when
in
I was.
In high school or
no,
like.
No, when I was like 7, 8. Like I was, you know, my dad was Baptist. He's a deacon.
Okay.
My mother is Catholic. That might be why they got divorced. I don't know. But I was raised in both. I was baptized in both places. So it's like I'm Batholic. That's what I tell people. I'm like a mixture of everything, you know. So my dad is, you know, he was.
I've never heard that before. Batholic. Did you make that up?
I made that up.
Yeah. I mean, so growing up in those two different. However I would say that.
Faiths,
yeah. Kind of, but same faith, but like based in the same. I mean...
They just have different outlooks on certain things.
Yeah, how was that? I mean, like, you go to Catholic school and learn how to, like, for forgiveness through a... Did you have a
priest, yeah.
Yeah?
Is the whole thing, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I did communion in second grade.
And then when
and then
you
I got baptized at my dad...
Regular church, then...
I don't think... My mom didn't even know. Like, my dad, I mean, I went to Baptist... like, you know, school, like they had the, you know, in the summers, you know, the kids get together and they have the summer Baptist camp and all that. So they baptized me and.
But how was that then going? Sorry to get off the track here, how was that then going back to Catholic school then? And then, like, if you sinned or you felt guilty, you know, they have a whole other way of, like, you can't just go, hey, Lord, I'm so sorry.
It was very, it was, I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of like.
Senior Cristo.
Right.
How many things?
Well, you know, but that was my mom's belief. So it's like, I respected her for that. And then my dad was a Baptist. So it's like.
You were a good child, right? You weren't a.
I was a really good child.
Yeah.
Like,
so you were really trying to just respect the views of your parents and
anybody else, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have people that work for me, you know, I have somebody who's atheist, and then I have somebody who's Jewish, and I have somebody that's, like, you know, Presbyterian. So I don't judge
right now, you mean.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I don't judge anybody for anything, you know. I always just try to say, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I respect my mother's, you know, being, you know, Catholic. And I grew up doing the catechism. And then the other thing is, you know, what is a sacrament? An outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. That was ingrained in me and I won't ever forget it. You know, but, you know, I had the nuns, the whole bit. You acted up, you know, you would kneel on a pencil. I mean, it was no joke, you know. But I think what got me very far in the industry is my faith in God. Just, I have a special relationship with him and the angels and Jesus.
How old were you when you moved to LA? Because we have not told people yet, but and I'm sure people know, but they don't know everything.
No,
is that Darcy
don't.
Donovan was in Anchorman, Modern Family, Parks and Rec, Bones, 6 Feet Under, I mean, Entourage, like All My Children. Like, I mean, you've been on so many shows. How long after when you got to Los Angeles did it take to get into all these big shows?
Well,
obviously you came here. You were modeling too, weren't you? Modeling?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of modeling.
Modeling, singing, and dancing?
And all of it. The thing was, that's kind of a long story to go into, but I was doing country music, country like rock. Okay. I got signed by a record label. Mm-hmm. I was very excited. They actually had very huge...
How old are you at this point in time when you get signed as a record label?
I was a teenager. I was
like
a teenager.
Like 14, 13?
Yeah, I was like 14, 15.
Young, okay.
So, but I mean, I looked a lot older. I mean, okay. I literally... Yeah. I could I walked into clubs and people thought I was of age. They didn't card me. So the great thing was is that came to my advantage because I was so young, but I looked older. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Which I mean, you know, makeup, hair. I mean, shoot, that's why I tell everybody, all my guy friends, check their ID. Don't take their word for it. don't do that. But
so is age an important thing in relationships now?
If you, yeah, is get going to jail, you know, it's like if somebody's under 18.
Oh, you mean like under 18?
Yes!
I thought you were referring to like if you're dating somebody and it's like, no. Oh, that person could be 41 versus 38.
No. I mean, you're not going to go to jail if somebody's 41, you know, but.
Okay. See what you're saying. So you're talking about all the bouncer buddies that you have.
Yeah.
Who are doing
Yeah.
Do you roll with a lot of bouncers? Is this your thing?
No. When I was a kid, yeah. I mean, that was the thing, getting into a club when you're younger.
That is true. Okay, we're talking back then.
Yeah.
All right, now
I'm very boring. I am so boring. I mean, people think...
That's not exactly true. Darcy had a party that long ago.
Yeah, Roger.
It was a big party.
Roger was amazing.
And you were anything but boring there.
Well, I'm just saying
And when you've even come to my parties at my house, you're never, ever boring.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, I have a perfect... Dylan is boring. Dylan is boring. Love you, Doug.
We love you too, Doug.
But
touche.
No, I mean, when I go out, I have fun. But I mean, I'm just generally like, I don't drink. Like, yeah. I'm not really a drinker. I don't.
I
don't really do
anything. We're going to step back. Well, hold on.
Okay.
We're going into, so you come back, you come into Los Angeles,
okay,
right?
Okay, coming to Los Angeles.
Now you're.
It's because of my ex-boyfriend.
You had
fiance.
A singer. You're a singer at this time. You're modeling. And
yeah, we missed a step, though.
What
we missed
step
a step. Do you guys remember?
I bet we missed a lot of them.
Yeah,
for the record.
This is
the White House pod that you know, has a lot of steps missing.
You're so cute. So, no, I was there. I got signed to a huge record label.
Okay.
And there was like a lot of big stars that were on this record label. So they kind of wanted to make me the Madonna of country. So it's very...
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I was very excited. So now Shania Twain kind of at that time took that, you know, when that didn't happen. But we ended up having a huge, huge... Like I did, you know... A record release party, you know, people came. That's when I got signed. So then we ended up having a huge, huge tornadoes that came through Tennessee, knocked down, like, I mean, just everything on Music Row. It was a really horrible time. So then the record company, they had a parent company in New York. And so
were you touring at this point?
Yeah, I was touring.
A lot?
There was
how many shows were you doing?
I was doing a lot of shows. There was...
Were you the main...
I would open up.
You would open?
Yes.
For
like,
whatever?
They had... There was...
for country stars?
Toby Keith, Shelley Wright. So I was basically, you know, they're like, okay, we're going to use Darcy to get our label... You know, the president saw something and he's like, hey, she's going to get us out. You know, we can make her the Madonna of country. So I was excited. So we're all celebrating. My manager at that time, we're on Music Row, we're eating out of me. We're like, yay. And then I'll never forget it. You know, I was in my apartment in Nashville. I'm sitting there eating some food. And then it was all over the news. It was like, there's been hit. Music Row is gone, blah, blah, blah. Right after. In Tennessee.
Yeah.
It was all over the news, and I was so distraught. I was like, oh, God, you know, Music Row. Well, then I ended up finding out on the news, like, it wiped out several, you know, big companies, like mm-hmm. big music companies and stuff. So on top of that, I was just like, wow, you know, I hope everything's going to be okay. Well, my music manager called, and he says, listen, Darcy, he goes, I've got some bad news. I'm like, oh God, I hope they didn't get wiped out. And he was like, they're shutting, the New York office is shutting the Nashville office. And all of the people, I mean, even all the other like really famous country stars were gone, like done, like had no place to go. So they had to, you know, at that time.
So
it
this
was,
is your, this is your movement into Los Angeles.
Well, no. So then after that, I was just like this, you know, I kind of put my eggs in, you know,
a basket.
Yeah, and yeah, and I wasn't really thinking about like I did. I beat out a bunch of kids when I was younger for a commercial, and the guy that was the kid that was basically playing my brother in the commercial, he kept messing his lines up, and so I memorized his lines and my lines, and of course, you know, and I'm like 9 years old, 10 years old, and at that time I'm just like, okay, I'm done with this bread, butter, tender vittles. We don't have a cat, but I know, but tender vittles have a special offer, which just couldn't refuse. But we don't have a cat. You buy 6 boxes and get 3 free. We have a cat. I mean, I was just like, come on, dude, it's not that hard. So I still remember the commercial.
Roger, did you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. At that time, I was like, oh, God, I don't, you know, this acting thing and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So, but people.
Hold on. So how long was it to get to here?
Yeah. Okay.
Because you're not 9 years old doing Anchorman.
No, I'm not 9 years old, but to I'm leading up to that.
Well, we only have so much time, Darce.
Yeah. So, okay. So then I basically, I won a pageant. I was big in pageants. So I won Miss Nashville, Tennessee. So that kind of was the catalyst because, you know, I did drama in school. I did plays. Wow. I did all kinds of stuff. And everybody kept saying, you're a natural born actress. You got to, you know. And it just,
did you meet Roger Neal? He was doing a whole pageant. Was it Miss USA or Miss America?
Miss Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So I was doing that. So I won that. I was very excited. And you know, they give you prizes. You get money. There's all these things that you get. So I sat there and I won for his name is Alan Dicer, but he's been like in a ton of like, he was on All My Children for many years and been in movies and stuff. So I got to go to him. So it was like this famous acting coach from LA.
You can take these things off.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, take them off.
So then, that's good because I was like.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to hear your great voice, but I can.
Oh, thank
you. That's why I'm wearing them.
So,
but you have a hat on. So. Anyway, somebody should have told Darce that. Roger.
So sorry.
No worries. No worries.
This is much. Yeah. Now you feel free.
So then. Okay. Where were we? Where were we now?
Okay. You're about to get to Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't. You went backwards. So it's a long story. I should have just started with Alan Dicer. So the coach. So I went to him.
You win Star Search, but Nashville.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you come to Los Angeles.
Well, okay. Hold on. You're not letting me get there.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to start over.
There's so much here. I got to get you to Los Angeles here.
Yeah. So basically, I go to him. He had me on camera. He goes, oh, my God. You know.
You're stunning. You're beautiful.
Well, no.
You're
he talented. Said my acting. He went on and on about the acting.
Yeah.
And he
and
heard.
There's that,
and
too.
Well, I gave him my CD, and he said, listen, you got a great voice. I love this. He goes, but acting, you need to go to LA. And I'm like, what? And I've never been to LA. So I'm like sitting here going, really? Okay. So, you know, I went home. At that time, I was living with my boyfriend, who was my fiance. And he looked at it and he goes, I said, I want you to look at this tape. And he has his buddies with him. They're watching a football game. And I'm like, he's probably going to say this sucks. You know, I don't know what to think. So I said, you know, give me your honest opinion. Tell me the truth.
Because that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you want an honest opinion if you suck or not.
From your boyfriend.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But sure. No, he would tell me. He was that type of guy. So he looked at, he watched it. He goes, Darce, he goes, we need to go to LA.
Oh.
And
okay.
I go, really?
I retract
so now,
my statement.
He had a buddy that had a job there that was like his best friend that moved to LA, and they were like inseparable. So we flew, we went there, and we fell in love with it. And then I immediately started auditioning, like, you know.
Did you break up with your boyfriend right away?
No, he was with me. He was with me the whole time. And it was like I ended up getting on a soap. I ended up getting on Passions.
Mm.
So I got on Passions. Then from there, it was like I was getting, you know, bit parts in different shows and television things. And then
it was pretty easy for you.
It was easy. Yeah. It was very strange because I had a girl because I didn't know about SAG and all that. I like had to learn the ropes. And she was like, oh, you're going to make it big. And I'm like, why? She goes, because you don't care. And I was like, really? She goes, no, you just got like this laid back attitude. And like everybody was like, oh, you got to get a SAG voucher. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to, you know, it was like do or die. And I'm looking at everybody like, what's going on? I had no clue.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of, you know, I had people, you know, I had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'd like to be your manager. You know, you're, you know, this and that. And, you know, of course I had to, you know, part the ways and then find my way to people that are good and this and that. And that's where the faith comes in. But, you know, it was just, it was a stepping stone. And then I got a great acting manager. His name's Richard. And Richard was like, Darcy, you know, there was a movie that came out. He goes, you'll be the lead in it. He said, but it's not going to, he goes, and it was a remake of an old, you know, old show back in the, I think in the 70s. And he's like, you'll get a lead. He goes, but it's not going to be as big as this one's called Anchorman. And he says, it's going to be a small role. He goes, but it'll be a memorable role. And then, I mean, the rest is history. I mean, I was in there. There was like
what scene,
a lot of women there.
Yeah, what with were you with Will?
Paul and Paul Rudd. Yeah. And Will Ferrell.
Okay. So. Did they know at the time? Because we just watched Anchorman 2 or 3 recently.
The last one.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
I'm not crazy three, about the last one. Don't hate me, Adam, for saying that.
Yeah, but how was, did they, when they were dressed, you know, you're on set in the 70s, basically, was there that buzz about it? Because it's so funny, like...
I have the actual script, but the whole, like they'll have us do it one way, the script. Mm-hmm. But the thing I love about the director, Adam McKay, is he kind of lets you play. And pretty much the whole entire movie is improv. Like it's pretty much improv. Like so, the scene that I did improv, and then they used it, and so you know that's what was kind of interesting. We I liked it. It was a lot of fun. Christina Applegate didn't like it though. She's probably by the book, and Adam came up to me. And
then you got all those comedians doing just all kinds of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Going on. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's got to be very hard for the actor to say, hey, Christina, or saying, hey, you know, could you please just, where is even my cue? I don't even know where my cue is.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, there was a movie that I went up for and I had Vince Vaughn. Yes. So I was in there with Vince Vaughn and that happened to me. I just was like, he talks so bad. He really does that in real life. He talks so bad. And then I was like, where the heck, like, where do I come in? So I've been down that road of, you know, so everything's been a stepping stone and a learning curve, you know, and you learn, I mean, you know, I mean, you're on set, you know.
You've done,
David's done, his resume is amazing and huge, and he's like Mr. Action Star, little Mr. like Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt. It's so great.
All right, so
he's
appreciate
like, all right,
that.
All right.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it. That's very nice. No, thank you very much. Okay, so at what point in time do we release a single? It says it's a recent single. It's My Life charted in the top 100 dance Billboard charts.
Yes.
4 countries. Are we still touring today?
No. I mean, that's all taken a back burner because, you know, my acting career kind of is like take full precedence.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I tell people in business, I mean, you have to go where, you know, as much as I love my music career, you have to go where, like, where's the business coming from? Where's all the stuff? It's the acting, you know, because...
are you still recording right now, or have you taken a break from it?
Right, no, I've got a song that I recorded, you know, and I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to the NFT project, but I know But the thing is that I'm doing a film, which I'm going to have my music in there, so it's going to save on the budget too. So it's a great thing because I would say, I mean, I don't like to say,
can people
I'm
get
like,
your stuff on iTunes right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Under Darcy Donovan? Or
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like Jennifer Lopez. I mean, she does music, she does acting, she's got businesses. I'm the same way.
Oh, I thought saying you look like Jennifer Lopez.
No, I don't look like Jennifer Lopez. I wish.
She's the blonde version.
I wish.
The blonde non-Latin version of Jennifer Lopez.
I get, you know what I get? I get a lot of people saying I'm the new Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Dolly's so wonderful.
You know,
yeah.
I think
we just had Stella, her sister, in our movie, in the Nothing's Impossible movie. Stella Parton.
I think
wonderful.
I met her. Did I meet her?
Probably.
No?
I mean, she was at our premiere.
I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that.
She's great. Anyway,
They're all. That's the thing. I mean, you know, it's that Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of. I want to bring that to Hollywood. I want to bring that.
You do. You
know,
you do
nicest.
It very, very well.
Well, thank Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, appreciate
sometimes
you.
It's hard. I mean, you know, us Southern women, though, we don't take any crap. I mean, I think my assistant Becca has seen me a couple times, like, go, okay, now I'm going to take this and hit you over the head. You're being rude. You know, you have to do it in a nice way.
All right. So tell me about, you have been in cryptocurrency, NFTs, the whole metaverse for quite a while,
yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. Like, how long, how many years have we been doing this?
It's going on 6.5.
Okay,
years.
And you're not just like a, you know, playing around in it.
Oh,
like,
no,
you
no,
are, you're no. The queen of, like, you're the face of this.
Well,
in a lot
I mean,
of places.
You know, the hashtag is crypto queen. I mean,
yeah.
I'm known in the space because, you know, I'm bringing a lot of technology. I'm also a co-owner of Metaverse. So, you know, I'm bringing business and I'm bringing that to Hollywood because things are evolving. And, you know, we got to think about the internet, what, in 1992, how the internet, people thought that was so terrible. Oh, the internet. Oh, it's of the devil. It's terrible. And then it's like, the world's going to end. Y2K. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
My neighbors had like lines of.
Well, where is it now? Where is cryptocurrency now? Because obviously, you know, a lot of people took a bath recently, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's with anything. It's like with the real estate market. And
yeah.
That's what I tell people, you know, but I'm setting up things with my NFT line to where it's a business. It's not just like some meme token where it's like, hey, you know, it's like it's a digital asset on the internet to where there's no, I'll just say it so people that don't understand it, in real life utilities, that's what they call them, that's connected to it.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of like when you get an e-ticket,
mm-hmm.
you know, that gets you into,
yeah,
you know, Warner
game,
Brothers
yeah,
or a movie ticket.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, these NFTs have, you know, you'll get a role in a movie, you'll get, you can get your dog get in a movie, you know, you get, we're also working with blockchain lawyers to where it's like they'll get, receive part, like residuals, like actors get residuals.
Yeah.
So holders will get residuals off what the movie makes. So
how to the common person like myself,
you're like, I don't get it.
Well, exactly. I still don't really understand cryptocurrency.
Well, okay.
I've seen it on the app. I've played around with it a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to.
How do you tell an average person?
I'm going to give you the basics
yeah,
of
what's
it.
What's the overview?
Well,
of this?
The overview is, okay, do you remember, it's like when you want a chicken for, I'll give you a chicken and for some shoes.
Right.
That's how it started. Then it started to gold. Gold's too heavy.
Sure.
Then it started to paper money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved into credit cards.
Yep.
So credit cards weren't around for a long time. So now the only way to go is digital.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everything is going. So, you know, with a bank, you know, a bank can get hacked. You also get charges. And two, it's like you have to wait. Like if, you know, let's say Roger's in another country, you know, and you want to give him, you want to send him.
It's a hard time for all of us.
You,
well,
yeah, exactly. So he, you know, but you need to send him some money or he needs to send you some money. So it's like vice versa.
I do need to send some money to Roger.
Well, think about it. It's like how long that would take,
yeah.
Especially if it's a big sum.
Sure.
So it's instantaneous with crypto to where with.
Well, that's what's scary about it is that.
Well, no. No, it's not really scary.
Okay.
I don't know because the thing is you have like when they call it blockchains, you got technology to where there's like thousands of computers to where you have one you have a bank and it can get hacked to where it's
is it
you can't
insured
it.
By the Federal Reserve FICA?
You know, they're working on certain things with that.
Okay.
You know, that's why it's still, they're kind of calling it the Wild Wild West in some ways. But it was the Wild Wild West with the internet. People don't realize. I mean,
yeah.
You used to have to call up and you go 1-800, you know, you call up, you talk to an operator. Okay, can I have your credit card? Then you give them the credit card. You couldn't even digitally put it in.
Right.
You know, and then they'd send you your package. So now, you know, you can do that or you can scan it. You know, you can scan it. So that wasn't around. It's the same thing with cell phones. So, you know, everything is evolving. And, you know, I was just like, this is the perfect opportunity to bring Hollywood to, you know, Web3.
This is like the first movie ever done, right? In
yes,
the metaverse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so, you know, we're pioneering that. And, you know, I've got a lot of media and press coverage on that.
Is script done already?
We have the script. It's got tweaks and stuff, but
yeah.
We've got that.
Did you write it or who wrote it?
Actually, Rebecca and I, we were just talking about something. I came up with a concept.
Yeah. Is it a comedy, drama, action?
It's a rom-com.
Rom-com.
Yes, because a lot of people go, oh, it's Star Dogs. Is it about dogs and this and that? I said, no, it's not about dogs. I was like, each NFT line is going to be attached to a movie, or attached to a movie. But I'm trying to bring back movies like that are classics. Like, I want to bring back, like, you know, I mean, not copy them, but like Weird Science, Throw Mama from a Train. I'm a big, huge John Hughes fan. I think he's amazing. Yeah. I mean,
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. John Candy stuff. You know, Splash was great. It's something where you can bring, like, your whole family.
Okay, how do we watch this once it's on? Like, how do you release this in the metaverse?
Well, we're working on that. Like, we're getting our you know, you put it on your Oculus. I mean, with our metaverse.
Does everybody have an Oculus?
No, not everybody.
What is an Oculus?
You don't know what Oculus is.
For our listeners, of course, because I totally know what an Oculus is.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a headset, and you put it on, and then you can actually, I mean, it's insane. I put my mom, I thought, oh my God, what is my mom going to think? I put it on her. She didn't want to come
like
out.
VR, right?
Yeah. But it's very trippy, because then it's like you're going through, you know, when you
come back in real life. People, how long can you live in there?
I mean, as long as you want, unless you have to go to the bathroom, you know, then you take it off. Yeah, I mean, I ended up breaking my pinky because I was doing, like, I got so into boxing
Were you a heavyweight or a
no? I hit my chair.
What were you doing?
No, I was. I had the Oculus on.
Yeah, you but can't why see. Were you boxing?
Because I was doing I was doing. They had a Rocky one on there.
Oh, got it.
So I was like fighting this guy. And I was like really into it, and the crowd's there, and you're like really think you're in a real stadium,
right?
And you know, then I ended up hitting my chair in my living room. Broke my pinky. So you have to be careful, but you know, I mean,
is that part of the movie?
Yeah, there's a lot of funny stuff in there. It's definitely a comedy, but it's a rom-com, and it's on the vein of, you know, because I was telling George, don't tell anybody, this is great, don't tell anybody. I'm like, okay. So, but I was like, okay, I got it. I've got to tell you, it's really going to be great for guys. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be a really funny show for men.
There you go. What, do we have a name?
Yeah.
What's the name? We can't say the name of the movie. Got it. Mm-mm, at some point in time, the name will come out.
The name will come out,
You start promoting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, by the way, how do you? That's always a question. Like when we're shooting a movie, right? And people want to put it on their socials and all that stuff. And the names are always changing because you, not always, but
yeah,
sometimes
no, it's true.
You say, yeah, some, the there's a name, and then there's you know, you get into the marketing aspect of it, and then it changes.
Oh yeah, you know all about that.
You're
so yeah,
switching names on
absolutely.
People.
And I mean, you know, things do change. You know, even, you know, the people that we're talking to, we've got like our three like really great people that we're talking to, but you never know.
It's should like people, okay, so like everybody who's not invested in crypto, how do you encourage somebody to, should they do that or should they come
absolutely.
To, but how? Like, I mean, like in what vein should they invest in? I mean, I know, you know, you can't
well,
really say.
I mean, I'm not a financial advisor, so I always have to say that, but, okay.
Like pick one thing or is it like the stock market where you can invest
in
all kinds
of them? Well, you want to diversify. With anything, you want to diversify. You know, I mean, I'm a co-owner of Metaverse. I mean, there's a token that I've invested in. There's companies that, you know, like
Do you do
Bitcoin.
This every day? Do you trade every day?
No.
You're not a trader.
I'm not a trader. Okay. That's not my thing. But there are people that's what they do every day.
I know. A buddy of mine does that all the time.
And that's not my thing. I mean, I'm making it a business. And so other people are like, you know, okay, I love the way Darcy's doing this. But we're still, again, pioneering the space.
Are your business, your brand, is it public? Like, you know, like...
yeah, I've trademarked everything.
No, but I mean, like, can anybody buy into it?
Yeah. But it has a limit. We have 10,277 NFTs. Once that's done, that's it.
Now, where do people go to get this?
Stardogs, S-T-A, and it's dogs, dawgs.com. Yeah.
Stardogs. And how do they find it? At Stardogs? Or is
yeah,
it like
just go, you know, at .com. Just go and check it out. And
all right, you know. Darcy, you are like a queen of social guru. I have to segue over here to, because you're such a social guru. Your numbers are extraordinary. You're in the millions on your Facebook, on your Instagram. I haven't looked at your Twitter, but I would imagine so. and or your, I don't know, I don't even know what you're all into.
And just a side note, that's where you want to go. If you want to know about crypto, go to Twitter. Twitter is where
Twitter
they have space.
The one.
Yeah, okay. I was in a space with Elon Musk. We were talking to him about, you know, the Twitter space and about, you know, crypto technology.
His new AI and, girlfriend that, yeah, and is that, yeah, that you can have.
And I got to tell you, that's a big thing, too. There's a company that, you know, wants to partner up with me about AI. And what's funny is Brad Pitt's company, he was like, yeah, Brad Pitt wanted to invest, but we don't want to go with him because he doesn't understand the technology that, you know, Darcy, but you understand. And I was like, hey, that's fine. I'll take that all day long. And, you know, I see Brad, I'll be like, yeah, I got your company. No, I wouldn't say that. I'll tell you.
Okay, so social media, though. So
getting back, social
media.
Have
you always been a guru in social media?
No, it just kind of, like, it was just crazy. It was like, one of those things, there was a commercial where you see it's like the numbers just kept going up. It was weird.
And what
it
was
just
your what
inspiration?
Was, I was just Facebook your
Facebook
your original?
Was the original. Yeah.
That climbed through the roof? Because you're like at 3, 4, 5 million.
Yeah. It actually started on MySpace. It's funny because
you were on MySpace.
I was on MySpace.
Oh, wow.
And I had a huge following on MySpace. And then I was talking to my, was it my baby? I think it was my baby brother. And he's like, Facebook's the next thing. I was like, no, it's not. MySpace is better. And then him and I got into an argument about it. And then now I ate dirt. So we call it ate dirt in the house. So I ate dirt because it's, yeah, Facebook became huge. So Jake, yes, you were right. So I ended up, you know, it's just I started putting stuff up, inspirational stuff and, you know, helping people. And next thing you know, boom, boom, boom.
And how many times a day do you post?
A lot, like 3-4 times a day.
On Facebook, or are we talking about a different?
On Facebook, on Instagram, every couple of days, and then on Twitter, every single day.
Now, are you a story person on the Instagram? Do you do, or Facebook? Do you do
I do stories. I don't do as much. I don't do as much as I could. I mean, I'll be honest. Because of everything I've been dealing with you know, the Web3 stuff. It's sometimes I'm not as great as getting on, you know, hey, everybody, what's going on?
Well, so you seem like you do it very well, though. And you go live a lot.
I think you do it more than me. I see your stories all the time.
I don't know. I don't have Rebecca over here filming this whole thing right here. You know, Roger Neal is not holding my phone or
you will give
multiple phones. record. You know what, Rebecca? Are you busy right now? Could I give you
my phone? He's trying to take
phone?
You with me.
No, can you hold three phones?
We can send it to him, right?
Oh, my gosh.
She would do it, too. She's that talented.
Yeah.
She'll try it.
All right. So how in the world? Okay. But you really are a guru in the fact of guru. That's a funny word. But you really are. You've gone in so many directions. How do you encourage young people who are wanting to be an actor or a singer or a whatever, even a content creator? Like what are the wise words from somebody who's done so much in her career?
Well, the one thing that I mean, I've talked to countless people. Like it's learning. You constantly need to be learning, but you stick with something that you love. You know, I mean, to me, it's like. When people, I mean, I always get in the press, they always ask me, hey, which do you love music or acting better? I'm like, if you have twins, if you have kids, I mean, you have kids, so who's better? If somebody said you can only pick one kid, could you do that?
Well, I can pick a lot of things, not my children.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't necessarily put like, you know, my career.
But that's the thing. I don't have kids. So
next to my children.
My career is my baby. So, and that's the thing. So, because, you know.
But like, I directed 6 films in the course of my life so far. And I have zero interest in directing another one.
Yeah, but think
like, if. Like, I'm able to sacrifice that kid.
Yeah, well.
Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, are they all equally important to you? I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Again, not children.
Yeah,
we're talking
children.
About your.
I mean, they're both very important to me. It's just the
singing
the,
and acting.
Yes, it's just
it.
The acting. Has
what
been
about
more...
writing? Because I want to see this book. Slide this book over here, will you?
Oh yeah, the book.
Yeah.
So that's been my baby.
I mean, look at this, Darcy's Daily Dose of Inspiration, page by page guide to a better life. I'm signing up for this. Live your life for you.
We should do today's. We should do today's.
We should do today's.
We should look at
but it. I'm going to do this one since it's open.
Oh, okay.
Is Benjamin Franklin had a good quote. Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing.
Ah, that's so a good that's one pretty, for today. That's like, that's kind of like right on. I mean, what we were talking about.
Yeah, and then you say Darcy's daily, huh?
Yeah, but what's the theme for the day?
Live your life for you.
There you go.
Yeah, I love this.
And it's just it came from the fans that I have because I would put up inspirational stuff and they go, Darcy, please do that.
How does somebody get this book so they can put it on their coffee table and read
Amazon,
it every day?
Amazon, it's on it. Yeah. It's on Barnes and Noble.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Okay,
but I've got to say something, that was a labor of love because I had several fans that I saved from suicide. So they would message me and they're like, Darcy, I want to end my life, this and that, and I'm like, I would talk about God and I would say, listen, I've been through some stuff, and there's always going to be better days. So, there's always the storm before the rainbow. That's my big thing.
That's so good.
So,
actress, recording artist, CEO, entrepreneur shares her secrets to
happiness.
And
I'm a juggler too, folks. Not really.
She's a juggler. I like this one. What about this one? Opportunities don't just happen, you create them.
That's true. See?
There's so many wonderful quotes in here.
But it's a day by day.
Yeah, it's a daily thing too. So, you even put the days in here. So if you miss a few, it's okay to
People to even write on it. I'm like, write little things that happen with your friends.
But, yeah.
And then at the very bottom, it has
daily.
The dose, but it tells you what to do. Like,
today I want to really start living my life.
There you go.
I want to go out, take chances, fall in love, get to know someone random.
There you go.
I like that. Well, Darcy Donovan, it has been a pleasure to have you here.
Well,
thank you so
much.
As always,
David, I love you. I think you're amazing. And so thank you for having me. And I'm excited about your podcast. You're doing fantastic.
Thank you, darling. All right, guys. Darcy Donovan. there's we need another 9 hours to discuss Darcy Donovan.
I know. I feel like we went off. I'm thinking we should talk about my doctor exams and all that stuff.
Well, maybe not the doctor exams. But all right, guys.
I'm joking.
The White House Pod each week is on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes. And right here, if you'd like to see our beautiful... Well, not mine, but her beautiful face and amazing outfit. Come on over to YouTube and watch us anywhere podcasts are available. You guys are the best.
David's the man.
Make it a great day and pick up a good book. Because the purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience. Thank you, Eleanor Roosevelt, for being here. Oh, no, she was not here. This was Darcy Donovan, but that is
Eleanor Roosevelt. It's a quote in the book.
All right, guys. Make it a great day. God bless you guys.